This is the Jefferson Exchange, and a handful of communities around our region are still rebuilding from fires that happened several years ago, the biggest flock of them just after Labor Day 2020. That's when wind-driven fires devastated towns on both sides of the state line. The Alameda Drive fire burned down thousands of homes in rural Ashland, Talent, and Phoenix. One building gutted by the fire is back in business. The old Malgrim Garage in downtown Talent lives again as the Talent Gallery. Bruce Baird is the Talent Gallery co-founder and our guest here on the Jefferson Exchange. Bruce, welcome. Bruce, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we had the wrong thing up. Okay, we're good. Give me the history lesson first. I understand the garage building is 100 years old.
That's right. It was, I believe it was actually, the original building was actually leveled in a fire, and then the owner decided that that would never happen again, so he poured concrete walls, which remain to this day. They withstood the fire. Everything inside the building was gutted, but Bonnie Morgan, the owner, decided to do a complete, beautiful rebuild of the building, and you know, people that have come in have just been amazed at the architectural wonder here. It's really pretty phenomenal.
So when we talk about the Malgrim, that is hard to say, isn't it, garage, was it a repair garage? Was it a sales garage? What kind of place was it?
My understanding is that it was a storage garage for cars. People didn't necessarily have their own garages, and so they used the garage. I'm guessing that there was probably some repairs as well, but they stored cars here.
All right, so its garage days are far behind it, apparently. What was it used for in more recent years?
Well, the owner, Bonnie Morgan, did have a ceramic studio and supply store here for quite a while, and more recently it was an antique Asian antique store. There's been a foundry here, an art foundry, and artists have shown their work here before as well.
Now, the Alameda Drive fire, anybody who's been through downtown Talent or lives in the area knows that the fire was selective in what it destroyed in downtown Talent. Buildings across the street survived, but the garage and some neighboring buildings took the brunt. So was there anything other than those concrete walls?
The concrete walls were all that was left. There was no roof, no interior. There were interior walls that were also the same poured concrete, but everything else was completely taken out.
Was there, there can be certainly damage to concrete from fire, but the walls themselves or the exterior walls are okay?
The exterior walls are fine. They are not used for the support or structure of the building any longer, to my understanding. The large beams and the interior wall that they built are now what's really the structure of the building. The concrete walls are basically a skin.
Oh, okay, sort of like a decorative element, but not really holding up the roof or anything.
Right.
Right. So now, how did this become a gallery? Talk about this conversation between you and Ron Hodgdon that is apparently getting famous for the rebirth of the building.
Yeah, we started the urban legend, I guess. Ron and I, with a couple other art buddies, meet weekly at Café Soleil downtown Talent, and we sat at that café drinking coffee and watching the building be rebuilt, and we saw it empty for quite a long time with this beautiful new interior, and sort of wistfully thought that it would make a fantastic gallery. And months went by and nothing was really happening, so Ron and I started a conversation not only with Bonnie, but I have access to a lot of artists in the area from my association with the gallery, Ashland Gallery Association. So we started a big mailing list of artists and had them meet here and talk about what could possibly happen as a gallery space.
So, and it sounds like you got quite the pile on of interested artists.
A lot of people were interested, and what Ron and I and eight other founders decided was that the best way to have stability in the current art market world is for us to all pay in monthly to keep the doors open, to keep the electric going, and to, you know, have things insured and what have you. So it became a membership gallery with 10 founding members that also invested some money to make some of the initial improvements possible. And then we've also brought on 9 and soon to be 10 associates to join us.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it's an interesting structure there. We're talking to Bruce Bayard at Talent Gallery. He is the co-founder of it. This is the gallery that is now occupying the old Malmgrim garage space in downtown Talent. And if you have a question or comment for us, send an email quickly to jx@jeffnet.org. So it sounds like you guys, by having the 10 founders plus these now soon to be 10 associates, you've spread the cost of doing this around pretty well.
Yeah. It's affordable for artists, I think. And, you know, you sell one piece or two pieces in a month and you're golden. So it's a good way to just ensure that we have the monthly rent and other expenses paid for.
There was quite a mob scene in June when it opened. I was there for the Dove release and everything. Was that even more people than you thought might show for the opening?
By a lot. People were, I think, really, you know, the word had gotten out that there was an art gallery coming into town. And there have been a lot of closings of art galleries in Ashland. I think the community really wanted to support what we were doing here, and they just came out in a big way. It was an amazing day. I don't recall seeing you here, so I didn't see a lot of people here, but there were probably a few hundred people here.
Like I said, it was quite a mob scene, people brimming all over the place. Talk about that trend, though, that you talked about, the closing of galleries in Ashland. Is there a bit of a generational shift going on?
I'm sorry, I got distracted.
Is there a bit of a generational shift going on? Is that why there are galleries that have been closing in Ashland?
I think that there's a lot of things going on in Ashland. There were closures due to retirement, but also some economic factors. We lost the Hanson Howard Gallery, which was in the space of the Standing Stone restaurant, which was sold. And Gallery Caron, Karen Wasser retired. So there's various reasons for the galleries closing in Ashland and necessitating a new way of exhibiting artist work.
So it sounds like not only has some of the population shifted from Ashland to Talent over the years, but so has some of the business.
Yes, I think so.
Talk about, I understand the Malmgrim Garage has been put on the National Register of Historic Places this year.
Correct. There should be a plaque going on the building sometime soon. There was a lot of discussion during the fire about what happened during the fire that made this building important. The mayor of Talent was frantically moving around the town and didn't really know where she was until she saw the stepped parapet facade of the garage, and then she knew right where she was. So the building is very iconic.
Yeah, it was hard to get bearings in Talent after the fire, that is for sure. Did the status of the National Historic Register status have any bearing on how the garage needed to be rebuilt or anything like that?
You know, it did, and we've been, interestingly, in a little bit of a back and forth with building permits. The two front doors were not altered from their original size, and they are not ADA accessible doors. They are so there's an issue there.
Mm-hmm.
And the business going in with us right next door in the same building has really suffered some issues with the historical I think it's because of the historical nature of the building.
Okay. A couple seconds left, then. When is the Talent Gallery open to the public?
Talent Gallery is open 11 to 7 every day except Monday. And we'll have a reception for our brand new exhibition that we're putting in right now on Friday, the fourth Friday of the month.
Okay, we'll be looking for that. The Talent Gallery in the old Malmgrim Garage space in downtown Talent. Bruce Baird is the gallery co-founder. Thanks so much for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jeffrey.
You bet. Short break in the exchange. We'll come back with some organ music. Stay tuned.